hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens. All right. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time. And I want to tell you something today that is really interesting to me. I want to tell you about an intersection that's super problematic. It's super problematic in our culture. It's super problematic in our psychological states, in our social interactions. And my friends, today, I want to tell you about forced silence, free speech, and that kind of stuff. Many of you have heard me talk about autonomy and how effective clinicians will make sure that the client always has autonomy as much as possible. We only would take away autonomy in extreme situations. And most situations are not extreme. The vast majority of situations are not extreme. And so autonomy ought to be at the forefront of our thinking. And today I want you to keep that present in your mind as we go through this whole forced silence. There is this strange undercurrent of what I call forced silence. It's the, you can't talk about it because if you do, somebody is going to be hurt or upset. That's a form of forced silence. So in my counseling practice, I often encounter people who want to talk about really, really hard things. And when I say really hard things, I'm talking about some of the most difficult things that you can probably imagine. Being a victim to a real predator, not like sex trafficking kind of stuff. I encounter people who have been, injured emotionally by friends. And when I say injured, I'm not talking about like their friend said they're not going to be their friend anymore. I'm talking about friends that manipulated them in ways that were grotesque, like terrible, awful ways. And as I looked at all these things, I saw that free speech, forced silence are a major factor. It's pretty easy to convince a child not to speak. And in doing so, you create these massive harms. Well, I extrapolated from that, and I've been looking at our cultural things, the things going on with, in particular, politics, but not just limited to politics. Our economics. We are not allowed to talk about how expensive homes are for people to buy. How you didn't or do want to vaccinate your child. You can't talk about either one of them. Because if you do, what happens? You end up with somebody who's an anti-vaxxer or somebody who's like, you're stupid. And they go into name calling and all this stuff. And then you're like, wow, I'd just rather not deal with that. And that avoidance that happens right there convinces you that the best option is to be silent. And then you marry that up with free speech, knowing that free speech is the way to growth and understanding, being open and honest and authentic. Let's go with the big three. If you haven't heard these from me, you got to go back and listen to a whole bunch of podcasts that talk about it. It's not unusual for me to bring this up, but the big three: truth, not a truth, but the truth. You're like, well, everybody has a perception. Perception is reality. Bull. That is wrong. That is wrong. That is wrong. Perception is information, but a reality can exist in spite of your perception. We perceive things all the time that are incorrect. We do. You do. I do. So, truth, the truth, not a truth, the truth, a truth that's independent of you and me and everybody around us, the truth. And you're like, I don't know. That's kind of a tough one, Jeremiah. How do we approach that? We could talk about that at a later date, but the truth does matter. The truth, not a truth. The truth does matter. Transparency, openness, the ability to be wrong does matter. How do we test out if it's the truth? We take a risk somewhere along the line. We take a risk and we speak the truth as we know it. And we discover maybe we're wrong. And there is a truth. And then there is the truth. I thought it was the truth, but it turns out it was a truth, meaning it was my perception. Okay. So transparency. And then the last one is authenticity. And this is one of those tricky ones, because how can you be authentically silent? Like, don't get me wrong. There is a time to be quiet. There is. I 100% approve of people being silent when they don't understand. As soon as you think you understand something, it's very important to test it out. And how do we test it out? Many times? Well, through words, through behaviors. That's oftentimes how we test things out. Well, we're like, I think I can jump that high. And then we try it behaviorally. We say, I think that color is green, out loud. And all of a sudden somebody goes, no, actually, that is, and they tell you a different color. And you go, wait a second, time out. Well, help me understand. I interpreted this as green and you're saying it's seafoam. I don't know what seafoam is. So help me learn what seafoam is. Oh, seafoam is it's a shade of green. So there's more specificity to it or something like that, right? We have to be able to test out what we think we know. And if we don't do it verbally, then how do you think we're going to do it? We're going to do it behaviorally. And if we go to behavioral tests, we could cause actual harm. Whereas if we go to verbal tests, we just cause perceived harm. Which one would you prefer? Would you accidentally want to kill somebody? Or would you want to verbally process something that might accidentally kill somebody and find out whether it would or wouldn't, and then prevent that by making a more healthy decision based off of the truth instead of a truth? When I talk about forced silence, y'all are being taught not to test things out. Don't say you're Christian, you'll be persecuted. So you go silent. Don't say you're Muslim, you'll be persecuted. So you go silent. Don't say you're Jewish, you'll be persecuted. So you remain silent. Don't say you are a Democrat, you'll be persecuted. So you remain silent. Don't say you're Republican, you'll be persecuted. So you remain silent. How are you ever going to test out the goodness or the unhealthiness of what you believe to be the truth, if that's the model? You can't. If a church tells you, don't read this book, read the book. And I'm not saying that because I don't want you to believe in what your church is telling you. I'm saying that because if they're scared of something, you ought to know what that is. That's part of the information gathering state. You gather that information so that you can make a decision based on the truth, not a truth. If somebody tells you that Joe Biden is senile and an old man and he can't operate the country, which, by the way, I have done podcasts on his mental health deterioration that is obvious. Don't take their word for it. Look into it yourself. Study the psychological state of the mind. Developmental psychology goes into the deterioration too. It doesn't just talk about mental health. It talks about mental unhealth. It talks about abnormal presentation and normal presentation. What he's experiencing is normal, and it is deterioration. But don't take my word for it. Go look it up. It's not hard to see. And if you want specific examples, I provided those in an earlier podcast. If somebody tells you that Trump is the devil, okay. Verify it. What makes him the devil? Well, he's because of him, Roe v. Wade was overturned. I mean, he does take credit for it politically. But let's be real. Is he in any office right now? Did it happen? Did it happen during his time in office? You could say, well, the seeds were planted during his time. You could say that the seeds were planted in Obama's time. Or maybe they were planted in Clinton's time or George W. Bush's time. Or you could keep going back further. What about Ronald Reagan, Kennedy? What about Abraham Lincoln, for that matter? Folks, you are told to accept a truth as the truth. Psychologically, we have to be able to test realities. We have to. So when you're forced into silence, like, I'm not saying be aggressive. You don't need to be aggressive. Matter of fact, it doesn't usually pan out too well if you're aggressively verbal. Because people will dismiss you because you're just noise at that point. But when you sit around a table of really smart people and you have really smart conversation and you think about the different angles and options, sometimes you uncover that maybe you were the dumbest one at the table in that particular situation with that particular example. Good. It's good to know when you're the dumbest one in the room on an issue. It tells you something. It tells you to get informed, to learn more, to grow. And let's be real. Growth is the name of the game, folks. Enforced silence or apathetic silence, meaning you chose not to say something because you were afraid of the consequence of using words, is part of the problem. And simultaneously, we're seeing this compelled speech thing going on. Well, you need to correct your speech in this way. No, you correct your speech once you realize you didn't have the truth. Not until then. It's okay for people to transform and grow. But if you correct your speech before you know you're wrong about something, if I said something terrible and heinous, I would come in here and correct it. About a year, maybe a year and a half ago, I had this interaction on this platform where I was talking about a person, but I had read an article about another person. And I used the wrong name multiple times in the podcast. And I had to come back the next time and realize I had mixed up names in my head. I was speaking a truth, but it wasn't the truth. Wasn't the truth. And I had to come back and own it. That's part of the process. That's part of the reason why we have these options of testing things out verbally so that we don't cause behavioral chaos. So when you encounter this intersection where you feel like you need to be quiet, because if you don't, somebody might be upset, I would ask you to do a couple of things. Is there a way to respectfully challenge so that you can learn? If there is, do it. If there isn't, then in that situation, you have homework. Do not ignore the homework. Go do the work. Don't passively just move on. Because that's your responsibility for your growth. And when you grow, we all win. I win, you win, everybody wins when you grow. When I grow, everybody wins also. Think about it like that, folks, and your decision-making processes will become much clearer. You will know when you're being forced into silence by cultural pressures, and you will know when you need to speak your truth in an effort to find out if it's the truth. I hope this was helpful. That's the intersection we're talking about. Hey, if you've got feedback, give it to us. Please like, subscribe, all those things on YouTube, Rumble, all the areas of Spotify, you know, all that kind of stuff. Hit the little bell on Spotify so you get our updates. I hope this was helpful. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.